The only way I could move to Colorado was to build a studio. And where we're sitting right now, this is Jimmy Buffett's old house. Jimmy was my neighbor for 8 years in right here. And the only way I could really move here was to build a studio so that I could make my records here. And I don't think I would have made a record like Strange Weather in Los Angeles. For some reason, I just don't think it would be as good or as inspired as the record that I made being here. And it's really great to have a studio so close to my house. Every idea I have for songs will now be turned into a 24-track or 48-track master. I've never had a backlog of material. I've never had the luxury of saying, well, you know, you have some extra songs left over. I actually do. And I'm saving them to make a record in Nashville next year. So it's really worked out good for me. I'm really happy that I did it, and I have a studio. It's a private studio. It's not like I'm, you know, flogging down business and somebody's going to be in here recording next week. It's a studio sort of built for me. I think it would have appeal to certain other solo artists who might enjoy doing their lead vocals or mixing their record up here, but it's not a big enough studio to record a live band track. If you work on with a drum machine and build your tracks the way I did on this last record, it's ideal. But my feeling about the studio is it's mine, and if somebody calls me and wants to use it, you know, we'll just have to talk, and it's possible, but I'm not trying to like be a commercial recording studio here in Aspen.